Please do not drive any type of vehicle or operate heavy machinery while listening to guided meditation. Hypnotic suggestion and binaural audio can cause severe drowsiness. Powerful trance-inducing productions are best experienced in a dark, comfortable place, such as in your bed at night. Meditation continues to work even after you drift off to sleep. Use every day for 1 month to experience the full effects of positive suggestion. Stereo headphones are recommended. This side is left. This side is right. Once you are comfortable, start the process by giving your body permission to completely relax. I want you to make yourself comfortable, whether you're lying down, sitting up, or somewhere in between. Find a position that feels right to you. If you need to resituate yourself at any time during this hypnotic production, feel free to do so. It's important to remember that no matter how deep you go into trance or hypnotic state, you are completely in control. Once you're in a comfortable position, you have already successfully started the relaxation process. All you need to do now is close your eyes and focus on the sound of my voice. Start by giving yourself permission to completely relax. Now, take in one deep breath through your nose and let it out through your mouth. As you breathe in, allow the rich oxygen to fill your lungs up completely. Hold the breath in for 3 seconds and then exhale all the way. Allow your lungs to release all of their contents. Feel your whole body relax as you breathe out. Repeat the breathing exercise again. Breathe in deep through your nose, expanding your lungs completely but comfortably. Hold the breath in for 3 seconds. Before finally allowing your lungs to release completely, you're beginning to feel the muscles in your body fully relax. Continue to breathe just as before, in through your nose, hold it for 3 seconds, and finally allow your breath to release completely, relaxing comfortably. Continue to breathe this way until you feel completely relaxed. When you're fully relaxed, you will begin to breathe normally and naturally, and that is perfectly fine. It's even okay if you start to fall asleep, because your subconscious mind will still hear every word I say. As you lay there, drifting, relaxing, breathing. Each time you exhale, give your body permission to relax deeper. As you breathe out, allow yourself to release more tension every time. Do not allow yourself to be troubled by lingering thoughts, because you are aware that they will soon fade as you drift further and further into a deep, relaxed state of subconscious meditation, healing. relaxing. Continue to breathe just as you have been, relaxing deeper and deeper as worry and concern vacate your mind. As you listen to the sound of my voice, take note of any part of your body that may still be experiencing unwanted tension. If the muscles around your eyes and face are not relaxed, simply give them permission to do so by releasing them. This is your time to depart from the stress of day-to-day life. With each breath you breathe out, you are releasing more and more tension and replacing it with warm feelings of secure comfort and relaxation. Continue to breathe. If your shoulders, neck, or arms are not fully relaxed, grant them permission to do so the next time you breathe out. Release. Feel the weight that you've been carrying around inside of you begin to ease as you find yourself relaxing deeper than ever before, drifting further and further into a deep state of calm, soothing, warm hypnosis. Your eyelids are heavy, relaxed, comfortable, and peaceful. Allow the warm, pleasant feelings of relaxation flood your entire body. Grant it permission to de-stress every single muscle in your body as you sink further and further into the comfortable, safe, and secure position you are in right now. Healing, relaxing, soothing ease. There's no longer any reason that you should hold on to your worries. There's no longer any room in your mind for doubt or concern. You no longer need to allow troubling ideas or negative thoughts to distract you from pure, natural, healing relaxation. As you continue to breathe, you may feel as though you are floating away on a white, fluffy cloud. Or perhaps you feel like you are surrounded by a protective, healing, warm, calm energy. Embrace these positive feelings you feel right now as you breathe. Focus on the peacefulness in your mind right now as you welcome full relaxation. Allow your mind to drift as you breathe. Welcome the peaceful change that is already occurring inside of you as you give yourself permission to relax even further. Give yourself permission to drift. Allow yourself to be at peace. Continue to let relaxation embrace your mind, your body, and your soul. Relax even deeper and even deeper. You are safe. You are calm. You are relaxed. You are in control. Healing. further than ever before into gentle, deep, soothing, calm, subconscious relaxation. Feeling fully at peace with yourself, continue to drift as you embrace the positive, healing changes that are already happening in your life as you listen to the sound of my voice. Continue to relax completely. Relax. Over the course of the next few minutes, you know that there is nothing you need to try and do here. Your conscious mind can take a back seat, so to speak, and just notice how your body begins to relax more deeply all by itself. Sometimes your conscious mind might wander, and that's fine. Other times your conscious mind might become deeply absorbed in these words, and that's perfectly normal too, because all the while, the unconscious portion of you, the part of your mind that makes sense of what it hears without you needing to make any effort at all, the same part of your mind that keeps you breathing without you needing to consciously remember to do so, is the part of your mind that can subconsciously learn and absorb ideas and suggestions. It can take in helpful perspectives and psychological skills all by itself, just like it did when you were learning to talk, just like it did when you were learning how to form words and sentences when you were a small child, before you even knew that you were learning your native language. Your unconscious mind was making sense of the sounds all around you. Your subconscious mind was finding meaning in the world. And that vast storehouse of unconscious learnings, like how to talk and how to listen and how to turn a door handle and how to shake someone's hand, how to pick up a glass of water, how to know what 2 times 2 is, how to write your own name, and even how to drift off to sleep at night, is all controlled by your subconscious mind. With new learnings, like when you move house, and for a while, you might find yourself setting out on the old route home after work. You might have to correct yourself, but then, as your instinctive learnings get updated, you instinctively drive to where home is now, as the old route becomes an irrelevant, out-of-date learning that you can forget. And it's your unconscious mind, here and now, that has already begun to allow your body to relax, even as I've been talking in this slower, softer way. You might notice how your breathing has shifted into a slower, more relaxed rhythm. Perhaps there's a comfortable heaviness or a floating lightness beginning to make itself felt in certain parts of your body. Maybe you feel it in the legs. Maybe you feel it in your arms. Sometimes when people go into hypnosis, their eyelids flutter slightly as their brainwave frequencies slow down into a deeper, more dreamlike state of consciousness. And other times, people begin to forget about the position of their body as they become more and more absorbed inside, in a relaxing inner place, separate from anything in your recent life. Maybe somewhere with water nearby that you visited long, long ago. A distant, half-forgotten memory of a place where the sun reflects off the water, and it shimmers like a jewel beneath the clear sky. A place where the air is pure, and you are free from any concerns, and you are free to be who you are, free of any worry, free of heartache. As a complete human being on your journey through life, with a whole variety of life experiences behind you, with a whole host of successes and challenges, including that heartache that you've been going through. The very same heartache that humans have been pained with for millions of years. People like you in every country. People like you from every culture know that pain. That pain of heartache. But now it's time to heal and move on. This calm, relaxed, safe place of sanctuary in here is a place where you can take some time out right now and heal your broken heart, because it's no longer necessary. You have learned everything you can from this negative emotion, and it's time to turn your life towards positive energy. Now is the time to heal. Now is the time to reconnect with all the strengths and resources within you. Your friendships, your achievements, your passions, and your interests. Focus on the things that have got you enthusiastic and excited for years. Think about times of laughter with true friends. Think about the knowledge that you're here to do something very important. You're here to reclaim your sense of self. You're here to activate your ability to connect with your own path in life, because there have been many times in your past, long before that relationship even started, where you felt engaged with life, where you felt really absorbed in doing something that fulfilled you. And it's time to reclaim your connection to your sense of enjoyment and engagement. It's time to heal and reclaim your right to notice the wonderful possibilities open to you in your future. Reclaim and hold on to all of this. Take back your life from those compulsive, distorted, heartbroken thoughts that have been stealing your confidence, stealing your happiness, bullying you, and forcing you to think about that old relationship. The process of updating and reclaiming positive energy is exactly what your subconscious is doing right now with gentle kindness and compassion. A compassion that allows you to go at your own rate, at a pace that's right for you. And sometimes, as you listen, you might experience sadness. And sometimes there can be a real release, a deep sigh, a letting go. Sometimes there might be growing hope, and there will definitely be a growing confidence inside you as you heal and mend your broken heart, because it's no longer necessary. The pain you experience is no longer helpful, but you know you are in control, and you are letting it go right now. And the more you relax and listen, the more your subconscious will assist you in freeing yourself to come back to yourself. It will help you to notice how for a while there you left yourself. You got lost in dwelling on that old relationship, but no more. It's time to come back to yourself now. Find yourself in this place of sanctuary as you relax even deeper. Heal yourself. You are in control, and you are healing. You are happy, and you are moving on. Let go of the busy thoughts that have been going on in your mind. Stop analyzing that old relationship. It doesn't matter why it ended or what it meant. All that can begin to drift away behind you right now, further into your past. A large distance into the past. As you begin to look back at the past you who was upset, maybe some days ago or some weeks ago, a past you who was busy thinking over and over about that person you were in a relationship with, you realize that perhaps you were looking at them through rose-tinted glasses. Maybe you were fixated on an old addiction. Maybe you were attached to the hormones and neurotransmitters circling around in your body. Look into the eyes of the past you. Watch your past facial expression. The past you is something you can observe and watch with a quiet compassion. It's like watching a slightly younger you who's recovering from an addiction, who's dealing with emotionally heightened, distorted, heartbroken thoughts. Right now, I'd like you to go over to the past you and really take some time to comfort them, to help them calm and quiet themselves. Help them to acknowledge their distress. Maybe you can give them a hug and help them quiet themselves down inside. Help them begin to get a clearer perspective on things. Help them heal. Let them know it's okay to forgive themselves and forgive that person and to forgive that relationship and to let go of the past. Take some time to comfort the past you right now. As you notice them receive that kindness and you let this calm compassion flow between yourself and the past you, you notice an unconscious release, a quieting, a calming, and a letting go, because you are healing. You are stronger, and you are in control. You can still allow yourself to honor the genuine emotions you felt in that relationship. You can take note of the honest, heartfelt hopes you had for it. This can give you greater wisdom and perspective to accept that it's time to heal and to learn, and it's time to move on now. You know that 6 months from now, and a year from now, and 2 years from now, that old relationship will seem more and more distant. You can get a sense for what it will be like in 2 years' time in the future. You will think, how long ago was the day that you were listening to this audio? You might not even remember these words consciously. You might not even remember the heady intoxication that was controlling you back then. You might forget the hormonal bonding mechanism common to all mammals, including humans, that feels so very intense at the time. But you will have healed. The broken heart will no longer be there, and your heart will be whole. It may not have happened instantly, and it may have been difficult for a while back then, but over time, you'll be able to notice how you came back to yourself, how you made yourself stronger, and you will be able to see that old relationship more objectively, taking off those rose-tinted glasses. Seeing that person from your old relationship as just another human being from way back then, like someone you once knew in school or college, but as time passed, you forget to remember them as you engage with the people who are present in your life now. You will focus on the true connections in your life. You will draw your attention to the relationships in your life that mean something. You will focus on your interests, and you will become fixated on what really makes you feel alive and complete as a person. Let go of your broken heart right now. This quiet, calm, peaceful, healing, confident distance from those old busy thoughts and from that old neurochemical hold that old relationship had over you are all just things of the past that have made you stronger, that have enabled you to learn. And since you've learned everything you can from them, and you've learned everything you can from memories of the past relationship, you no longer need to feel heartache, because you cannot learn anything else from it. So you move on and you accept letting go of the past. As you look out at the week ahead, you see a you who's going to be smiling a little bit more with every day that passes. You're going to see a you feeling a little bit more confident with every week that passes. And you may still get upset here and there, but there is no doubt that you will definitely be moving forward and healing and letting go of the past as you rediscover a deeper sense of self, as you find a deeper strength inside you, a strength that is going to be incredibly valuable as a resource for you to draw on in your future. You are healing. You are happy, and you are in control.